2.
When I was a teenager, I fought against the chains of structure.
Charles laid his old body down on the foamy inside of the VR capsule, apprehension and fear threatening him. Normally, he wouldn't even look at the thing. It would have sat in the living room collecting dust until a mover bot put it in storage. But he was angry. The movie barely held his attention before, and there was nothing else on the comms he wanted to see, despite the available selection. Charles had paced and stewed for a good 2 hours before he accepted there was nothing he could do about what his granddaughter was going through.
"I'll just have to be ready for when she calls again."
So the capsule Bert sent began looking more and more attractive as a way to escape and distract himself. The lid shut, and he felt the nanobots smoothly connecting with his mind. The slow building of orchestra music signaled some visual cue that flew him through the air, approaching a world that looked to be many times larger than Earth. He skimmed through clouds with flying dragons and floating cities, zooming lower over epic battles of different fantasy races. Charles fell into depths where a team of adventurers was mourning the loss of a member while forlornly holding a treasure, and then made his way back up through the ground to cities and lone towers and villages, swamps and deserts, across great swaths of oceans teeming with life. A deep narrator's voice spoke,
"Welcome to Crossroads. Your life will never be the same."
"Well, that's a strong claim."
The view faded to black before coming up with a pretty accurate three-dimensional model of his body.
"Damn, I look old."
"Please select your race, species."
He scrolled through an enormous list of possibilities. Many names seemed made up, and it was clear that the game tried to pull in all possible races from just about any fantasy game, novel, or book ever written. Highlighting each one changed his body to the creature the name represented. After seeing what all were available, he selected human.
"If my kids and grandkids meet me here, I want to look the same."
With that in mind, he skipped the option to change his height and weight and other parts of his appearance. He was a little tempted to make his manhood bigger, but after his wife passed, he didn't really have an interest in other women. It was just too much of a hassle to meet and adjust to someone new.
"You have selected human. Are you sure?"
"Yes."
"Please select your class."
Another enormous list of potential classes came up, but by this point his patience was frayed and he selected the first option.
"You have selected Aeromancer. Are you sure?"
"Yes, damn it."
"Please select your faction."
Another list came up that showed different flags and highlighted different countries with glowing outlines on a corresponding world map. Charles numbly cycled through, skimming the information blocks on the different factions. He let it cycle through for a while as he was mentally chewing on his granddaughter's phone call and how he felt, before a new screen came up.
"Would you like the system to auto-select your faction based on personality analysis?"
"Yes."
"Helios faction selected. Helios is a small kingdom in central Follett, the largest continent in the world of Crossroads. The dominant species is human, but trade and location cause minimal levels of species elitism. The dominant religion is Wintism, a lawful good, player character, god, with major domains in honesty, righteousness, and compassion. Helios is comprised of one city, 4 player-owned towns, and 16 villages, 9 of which are also player-owned. The country geographically is located within a valley separated by mountain ranges. It is not currently at war and has politically..."
Charles stopped reading and mentally pushed what he hoped was an OK button.
"Would you like the system to auto-select the remainder of your character generation based on personality analysis?"
"Damn right I would."
"Would you like to review your character sheet and stat distribution?"
"Nope."
"Your game will begin shortly."